Bibles quickly to Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. I want to try my best for just a few minutes tonight to encourage you about something that the pressure that we receive is so great, but the dividends in not allowing the world to dictate our lives are so much greater. And that's what's really important if we understand the Christian life. From the very beginning, Jesus was opposed on every hand. There were not too many that were behind him unless they healed him or did something for them. And they seemed to follow after him. But he began to teach them that you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. They began from that point on to move themselves away from the Lord. And we ourselves today realize there are not that many for the Lord. But you know what? There are some for the Lord. As Brother Finney preached, there is a remnant. I'm glad I'm a part of it. That we can still stand for the Lord and do something for him and make a difference in this world today. It's important. I'm excited about doing it. I'm excited that even though some of these people around us, they've got their cars and their homes and all these things, they're not taking them with them. But you know what? What I'm working for down in Mexico, I can take all that with me. And you can as well if you'll do something for the Lord. Tell somebody else about Jesus. Bring them to church. Let them know that there's a church in this community that doesn't just want their money. Doesn't just want what they've got. They just want to help them. Just love them for a little while. That they might see Jesus in us and they might want the same thing in their lives. It matters. It matters. Taking a stand for the Lord. Would you stand for a moment? I normally read 23 through 30. I've got about four messages that I normally preach out of this passage. But number four is what I'm going to give you tonight. The Bible says in verse 30, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." I know we can talk a lot about the fact that God is searching for someone to take a stand, and it doesn't seem like there's that many people that want to take a stand. But I want to focus just for a moment tonight on the part that says there, "And I sought for a man among them just to make up the hedge and stand in the gap." To make a stand for the Lord. I want to share with you tonight four things quickly. That standing does matter. Standing does matter. Father, help us at this moment that we'll just obey you. And Lord, that you'll move in hearts as you've moved in mine. Help us, Lord, that we'll just do something with your word and not just listen to it. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. We oftentimes get to see the changes a whole lot more than you get to. You live in America, and so any changes that come, change often moves slowly. But when you're on the mission field, and you're gone for years at a time and come back, you're able to see oftentimes the change, and it's far more significant than you would normally think it ought to be and would be. But there are some things that I've found in my own life personally and being down in Mexico and then coming back here. Some things I think this church is trying to hold on to and doing a good job at it. There's some people here I know you're trying to take a stand for what God would have you to stand. And I thank the Lord for that. But there are some things that make it matter to us that I think we needed to be reminded about on a daily basis. The first thing I think we need to be reminded about, and the thing that standing matters, is that we need to be proclaiming the Lord. It matters to take a stand and preach the gospel to people. It still is what God wants to use to affect souls. The Bible says, "For then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God." We need some preachers and some men of God and some ladies as well who are willing to take a stand and preach the gospel and not worry about who else is saying about what we're doing. We've got to preach against sin. We've got to preach about Christ. We got to preach about His love. We got to preach standards. We got to preach right. And we've got to stand in proclaiming the Lord. The verse that this church here uses, Jeremiah chapter 7 in verse 2, says, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there His word." It doesn't say your opinion. It doesn't say what you think. It doesn't say this is how I interpret it. It doesn't matter. You just proclaim God's word. The good stuff and the not so good stuff. The stuff that people want to hear and the stuff they need to hear but may not want to hear. We've got to take a stand because it matters. God uses the preaching of His word to save souls. And so it matters that we proclaim the Lord. Number two, it matters taking a stand because we need to, and we need to take a stand in praying for the lost. Not just proclaiming the Lord, but praying for the lost. Sometimes we think that just because we pray once for somebody or we mention that person's name, that's sufficient enough to get the job done. But if you'll look through history and look through some of the greatest missionaries that have ever lived, you'll find out that some of them took 7, 8, and 9 years before they saw their first convert. You know why they saw a convert in a place that was so God-forsaken, so wicked? They stayed on their knees praying for the people that God had called them to minister to. You're not called to go to Mexico. I am. You've got to pray for this community. Are you praying for this community here? We say we want the church filled. We say we want to see folks saved, but we're not praying and taking a stand like we should and being strong in that and believing God that He'll save souls. It's going to take sacrifice and a stand on our part. And it does matter to take a stand in praying for the lost. I challenge you, parents, in your families, as we are doing now. We've made a list, and it seems to get longer all the time. Sometimes the children say, "It takes so long for us to pray. Why do we have to have such a long list? Why do we go around the table and pray out loud for each thing?" Why? Because it matters praying for the lost. They need to be saved. Prayer changes the heart and moves the heart of God. Amen. Oh, I'd love to see people, yes, maybe get their lives right. They may be in sin and all that. But the bottom line is they're still going to heaven. But somebody who's sick and lost in sin has no hope unless we are willing to take a stand and get on our knees and spend a little time instead of something else praying for them. We've got a number of you people that have come up to us and said, "Pray for these lost loved ones." You know where they are? They're on our list. And we're praying for them. Brother Bob, we're expecting your son to get saved soon because we're praying for him. And others of you as well. We're praying for them. Standing matters today in proclaiming the Lord and in praying for the lost. What else does it matter in? It matters in taking a stand in protecting our loved ones as well. Sometimes we want to let the world determine how we're going to raise our children, what we should do, where should we send them. And I'm not going to spend tonight at all talking about public schools, Christian schools, and homeschools. Wherever you see God would have you to send your children, you better understand that it's your job to protect your loved ones. How do you do that? Sometimes it takes making a stand that may not be so common to not only to the world, but in the majority of our Christian fundamental Baptist churches today. Why is it that those who want to take a stand seem to be mocked the most? But when it comes down to it, their children are being protected. My kids sing, sheltered by His grace. It's exactly what it's talking about. It matters to take a stand. It matters to know where your children are at all times. It matters who they're talking to on the phone, who they're texting on the phone. It matters where they are at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. It matters. Young people, if your parents are ones that tell you you can't go to a certain place because those are not going to be good people, you need to kiss their hand and tell them thank you. Because standing matters. In the long run, you take a stand and you're going to have those serving the Lord, and they will go on further than what you did. The Bible talks about that. Our children being arrows in the archer. My children can speak Spanish. My children can do a whole lot more than I can do at this point in their lives. Protecting our loved ones matter. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. It doesn't say at 16, stop. It doesn't say at 17, stop. It doesn't say at 19. My daughter's 19. She still needs us to protect her. Just like my 16-year-old, my 13-year-old, my 10-year-old, my 2 8-year-olds, my 6-year-old. No, that's it. They need our protection. Don't let them get away with the stuff that God doesn't want them to do. Don't let them get away with it. Confront them with it. Let them know, I'm just trying to help you. Standing matters, because we need some men and some young ladies and some young men to take a stand, because our preacher's not always going to be here. I'm not going to always be here. Brother Brady's not going to always be here. Brother Tim's not going to always be here. And the rest of you, men of God, Brother Cox, all of you, we're not going to always be here. And we need the next generation to come up and to stand in the gap and fill in the hedge and do something for God. Not time to step back. It's time to be aggressive, to take a stand. It matters in our lives. It matters in their lives. Proclaim the Lord. Pray for the lost. Protect your loved ones. And finally, and there's probably a whole lot more, I'm sure, standing matters in praising the living God. We've allowed, and our pastor has said this time and time again, we've allowed this world to dampen the spirit that God wants prevailing in our churches. I come from a northern church. I know it's a shock to you. Preacher never talks about the Yankees, I guess. And it's not the ball team. We didn't do much of that up there. We might have said amen every once in a while. And I wondered, why it didn't seem like people just had a smile on their face like I would have liked to have seen. We're way behind on praising the Lord. I'm way behind on praising the Lord. You know what? God had to bring me all the way to Mexico to allow me to understand the importance of praising the Lord. Because when things aren't going so good, praising the Lord helps. When people don't seem to be doing right, praising the Lord helps. When things are going great, praising the Lord helps more. It's time for us to take a stand and raise the hand up and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for not sending me to hell. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for protecting my life. Thank you, Lord, for protecting my children. Thank you, Lord, for saving my children. Thank you, Lord, for saving my neighbors. Thank you, Lord, for saving my coworkers. Thank you, Lord, for providing the need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's time for us to take a stand on praising the living God. Man, these people, the fastest growing religion today is Islam. They have Allah. That's not God. God didn't send us and Muhammad for us to shed blood. He sent His Son to shed the blood for us. Love is what prevails in Christianity, not hatred and killing people. Praise the Lord that I know the truth. I thank the Lord I know the truth. I could have been raised somewhere else, but God saved me. God put me in a place where I could understand what salvation was all about. I thank the Lord that I've got the truth in my hands. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for that. I can't imagine living somewhere else where they don't allow you to understand the Bible because the Koran won't do anything, the Torah won't do anything, all these other Bibles, they won't get the job done. But God allowed me to have a Bible where the truth was preached from it, and I got under conviction and I got saved. Praise the Lord. Standing matters today. More than any other time. Are you taking a stand? Are you doing what's necessary? It's not time to let the standard down. It's time to raise it up. It's time to do a little bit more. Time to be a little more faithful. Time to just let it. Our kids need us. This world needs us. Please understand that. We don't have to be the small remnant. We could be the medium-sized remnant. That'd be fine with me. We could be the large remnant. We've got 100 in our church right now down in Mexico in a village of 45,000 people. It'd do me just fine if we had 45,000 in our church. And then we wouldn't be the remnant of our little village. And then we'll move and take over the next village. And take over the next one and praise the Lord. Because standing matters. It really does. We need churches that are willing to take a stand. I thank the Lord for the stand this church takes. But I believe we could take more of a stand and do more for the Lord against sin, against the way this world is doing things. We have become become short-sighted, and we've allowed the darkness to come upon us a little bit. If you turn to Ephesians chapter 5 as we close, hope I got the right thing. I just thought about it. I think I'm in the right place. If not, I'll try to say it. Ephesians chapter 5. New Testament, right? Verse 10 of chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore. It's time to take a bigger stand, a mightier stand. Why? Because standing matters. Would you stand as we close in prayer? Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Lord, I love this church. I love our pastor. Lord, and the greatest thing that we as a church could do to show our love to our pastor is to follow him as he is following Christ. Lord, help us to do more. Help us to understand there are people depending upon us. And Lord, if we don't stand, who will? We are the remnant. Help us to stand. Move now as you see fit, Lord. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen.